from the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. Still problems. I-70 eastbound right at exit 80. An accident has the right lane and the right shoulder blocked. Has you backed up to pass 97. The inner loop of the Beltway just past exit 20. That's Reisterstown Road. An accident has the right shoulder blocked, backing you up to Greenspring there. The outer loop of the Beltway just before exit 27. That's Delaney Valley Road. An accident has the left lane and the left shoulder blocked. That backs you up all the way to Bel Air Road. In the city, 895 southbound, you're on the brakes from Eastern Avenue through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And 95 southbound is slow O'Donnell Street through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
A cop, a coach, a con man, and an average Joe. The Big Bad Morning Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade pins in every line. Throw them up.
Hey, fun fact for you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You said the Ravens have undrafted free agent Nick Dawkins from Penn State.
Correct.
All right. Someone just told me he is the son of former NBA champion Daryl Dawkins.
Chocolate Thunder.
That's right. I did a little digging. That's not his only kin folk.
Come on,
his other
man.
Kin folk. His cousin is Hall of Fame defensive back Brian Dawkins.
His cousin.
And his other cousin is NBA All-Star Carl Anthony Towns.
Why don't you list the other 50 cousins he
has? I don't mean black cousins. I mean real cousins.
Yeah, I'm not.
These are his real cousins. This is right here.
Nope.
I know it because it's on the internet.
I told Rob, too. Mike Greenberg pulled what I would call a Jeremy when he was like, Denzel Boston, son of David Boston, former wide receiver in the NFL. And everyone went, no, he's not.
And his son and his dad Michael was like, his dad Michael looking at his wife like, something you want to tell me? No, that's true fact. Nick Dawkins is really the son of Daryl Dawkins and the cousin of Brian Dawkins and Carl Anthony Towns. So there's some genes there. Joining us right now. Speaking of genes, not genetic, just the ones you wear. Our good friend Tim Barberlays from Inside Access. What's up, Tim?
What's going on, guys? I can promise you one thing. If you find a Barbalace, I'm definitely related to that.
Tim, you saw the first part of the draft. You were up there. Your thoughts on the Ravens draft. Did they address enough needs, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think that there was definitely a theme heading into this draft, right? Their first couple of picks, especially Vanga Ioane and Zion Young, like, those are two guys with a little bit of ish to them, right? Especially Zion Young. I know everybody's seen the videos of him at the coin toss with overtime, you know, talking that smack. But they got bigger, nastier. Jacoby Lane, Elijah Surratt, those are two big-bodied wide receivers that Lamar Jackson has lacked throughout his career in Baltimore. Adam Randall is another big guy, the running back. They doubled down on tight ends, which we thought was likely. Typically, when they select one, they're going to select two, if you look in recent draft history for this team. But the couple of surprises that they didn't end up taking a center, so they still got to figure out that position. And Eric DaCosta mentioned that the board just didn't fall to them. And I did think it was kind of interesting. A second straight year, this team has waited until later on in the draft to select a defensive lineman. Aeneas Peebles last year in the sixth round, and then Rashawn Benny in the seventh this year.
Hey, Tim, were you as surprised as the rest of us when you saw Ty Simpson get drafted by the Rams?
It was definitely a big surprise. And it sounds like Sean McVay was surprised, despite how he's trying to do a Deion Sanders backpedal. No, I am actually really excited. Well, you know, it doesn't take like an expert to read the body language with him and Les Snead during that press conference. But they're in a window, man. Like, this is a year-to-year proposition for Matthew Stafford, but it probably is a year-to-year proposition for Sean McVay as well. It seems like there's been talks about him possibly stepping away. Maybe he does the broadcast gig, gets back into coaching later on. But for a team that's trying to win the Super Bowl, they were one of, if not the best team in football last year, didn't get it done in Seattle. To use that pick on a quarterback, especially a premium pick, man, like, you know, that was the Falcons pick that they traded last year's draft. So it was a good pick to use it on a quarterback. It was a shock.
Tim, who's going to play center for the Ravens?
Me? I don't know. Look, there's still plenty of time between now and September. I know there's a couple of free agent names out there like Ethan Posich and Graham Glasgow. I'm not convinced that the center is currently on the roster right now. But the rest of the O-line, you've upgraded significantly at guard with Simpson and Vanga Ioane. And heck, even Emory Jones, he's probably the de facto sixth man right now, which they didn't have last year. They had no faith in the depth in their offensive line because they never changed up the starting offensive line. But center's still a huge question mark, man. Huge, huge question mark.
Yeah, you're right about that. Tim Barbalace from Inside Access. What's on the show today, Tim?
On the show today, we're going to be talking a lot of draft. Jonas Schaefer, Cordell Woodland, they're going to be joining us to break down the Ravens draft. And then we got from our sister station in Kansas City, Brandon Kiley. He does middays in Missouri, covers the Missouri Tigers. So we're going to talk Zion Young with Brandon.
Good. There you go. Hey, man, thanks a lot, Tim, for your time.
Thanks, Tim.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
Right. Ed Norris, yeah, tell us all about our 8 o'clock sponsor.
Of course, it's brought to you by Lions Den every day, or the 8 o'clock hour, that is. And it's baseball season. We're talking baseball, a little football. But you know what that means. Time to step up to the plate. So don't watch the action this year. Be part of it. Seriously. Swing by Lions Den. It's a great store. It really is. They got everything there. The lineup's always stacked. You want to push your limits a little bit, they've got that. If you just want to, you know, have the spice up your life a little bit. They certainly have all of it. They got all of it. All kinds of adult toys, lingerie, books, games, and a great staff. Lions Den is your home field advantage. So check them out. Visit lionsden.com or check out one of the locations right around Baltimore. Catonsville, Cockeysville, Severn, Pasadena. Lions Den. Join the pride.
I did not know that was a national franchise.
Lions Den?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Someone was out of town and he saw the poster, or billboard that is, and they sent me a picture of it.
Yeah, now that's a company out of Ohio. They actually bought a lot of like kind of what you'd call seedy adult stores.
Yes.
And tried to, you know, make them upmarket, and they've succeeded. They made them look a lot nicer and couples friendly and things like that.
Ed Norris, thank you very much, man. We will talk to you tomorrow.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jim Traber joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, do you think the Ravens addressed all their needs in this year's draft? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. 105.7 The Fan.
Brad Evans here to help you beat the Bulls with Westwood One Sports. With the NFL draft in the books, what rookie is bound to win awards? Jeremiah Love surprisingly landed in the Sonoran. Tyler Allgeier and James Conner will spell him at times, but the three-down sensation is destined for 1,500 combined yards and 10-plus TDs. Give me Love to win Offensive Rookie of the Year at plus 200. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetMGM app today.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.